episode 29 of Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, the mobile game. I am your host, Ednar, and I'm joined tonight by my two wonderful co-hosts. I got Dave. Dave, how you doing this week?
I am good. I am great. I'm simming Galactic War for the old time, for maybe the last time.
Oh, God, yes. We can all pray and hope. That we all, like, they came out and they're like, oh, you need to, you know, it's 150. I'm like, please tell me I have 150. If not, I'm going to kill someone.
Let me see.
I think you're good. It's probably crazy how many times we've all beaten Galactic War.
Well, it's weird because I took quite a bit off of doing Galactic Wars altogether.
Hey, I did not introduce you, Coleman. You are not allowed to speak until I introduce you.
Well, you just introduced me, so thank you.
Fine. My other rude host.
Yeah,
Coleman. Coleman, how are you doing today?
Well, aside from my rude co-host, you know, pretty good.
Jerk ass. I took a while off of, like, really doing Galactic Wars.
Yeah, like, you know what you don't take off, though?
What?
Clinking.
Clinking my glass?
No.
You know what you don't take off of? Getting flipping arrested on the podcast.
Police sirens in the background. Is that a Rebel Force Alliance podcast without sirens in the background?
No. I secretly think he just has, like, a soundboard in his, like, room, and he's just hitting it just to spite me. And, like, joke's on him. I don't edit it out.
True.
So, alright. Well, we had our show last week with sans Dave, but...
Sans me. I am back now. No more work problems this week, so we're good.
Yes. But we are recording this week, and we do have some new information that did come out with the quality of life update. Now, none of it is live. That is all coming live on, I think, what is it? It's a 28th Tuesday? Wednesday? Next week? Wednesday of next week. So the day before we record our next episode. But they released what the quality of life improvements are going to be. So we're going to just go through those real quick. A couple of them we already knew about. So raid tickets daily fix. So we talked about this last week. The guild officers can now rest assured that raid tickets daily leaderboard and guild management will consistently be accurate. Yay? I mean, I know a lot of guilds now have gone away, like, with Heroic AAT on farm, I think a lot of guilds have, like, kind of stopped tracking tickets because, oh, you know, if we don't get our 30k every day, we can't do this exactly every 2 days. And I think a lot of guilds are like, if we miss 1,000, who cares? That may just be my guild, but I feel this is fairly common.
I do think that plenty of guilds still want you to get your 600, but they might have calmed down slightly about how fanatical they are about it every single day if somebody misses by a few or whatever.
Yeah. Or like,
but hey, it's great that they've missed two days.
Send us screenshots.
I know that's the thing too, right? It's like recruiting can be difficult, so it's like, what are you gonna, like, you end up with empty threats if people don't do it. It's like, oh, we're going to boot you, and then you don't, because you're just going to have to replace them with someone who may or may not get their tickets anyway. But it's almost unfathomable to me how long this took.
Yeah. This is one of the longest things I've seen asked for in a game that wasn't, like, gameplay related.
I know.
Fixed in any game I play.
It's like really, really crazy. Like, because you see a lot of gaming communities make them, like, listen, this Galaxy Heroes community is no different than other gaming communities that just constantly making requests to help make the game better. But, like, you see a lot of other things, like Overwatch, for one. I know you play a lot of that. I play a lot of Fortnite. Like, those dev teams are literally implementing changes, like, weeks after they hear about them being requested. And this took 2 years for them to fix it. So it's like, it may guess better late than never, but oh boy, was this late. But, you know, they'll look a gift horse in the mouth, I guess. in the mouth, I guess, so we're happy that they have it now, and gear leaders can rest assured that it'll be easier to track tickets, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, and Coleman, I know you aren't really the tracking type of person, so I know people in your guild probably do the tracking for you, but, I mean, I guess it'll just be easier on them. You'll hear them complain less.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's just day by day, and we just we don't keep track of overall too much.
Yeah. So, yay, that's fixed. This is another one that a lot of people have been asking for, and I personally don't know the background of how it all works, but device linking. So an account on an iOS device can now be linked to an Android device so that it can be played on both devices, like if you have an Android phone and an iPad. This allows players that are changing phones or have multiple devices, blah, blah, blah. This option is available in settings. You know, note accounts across iOS devices will continue to support linking via Game Center and Android versus via Google Play. So, like, this makes Grande obsolete.
The whole hotline is obsolete now?
Yeah, like, I was like, wait a second. Grande, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't even
know.
What would you say you do around here?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is just a great...
We're gonna need that in 300 words, by the way.
Okay. I don't know the background of how easy it is to do this. I don't think anybody does outside of people who work for iOS, like Apple or, you know, like Android, anything like Microsoft. Like, we don't know how easy it is to integrate them to tie into each other. So I'm glad they were able to do it. Makes switching a lot easier for people.
Yeah.
So, yay. Good quality of life that I'll never take advantage of because Apple for life.
Actually, I'll probably switch here pretty soon. Whenever this phone decides to die out on me, I'll go buy an Android. I'm tired of iPhone.
Oh, let's see. I have two Apple TVs. I have my MacBook Air. I have my iPad. I have my iPhone.
And your jorts. You have your jorts.
And no, the jorts were not me. Okay, side note. I posted a picture. So I did the polar plunge this weekend. It was a lot of fun. I was not sober, but it wasn't as cold. It wasn't as cold as I thought it'd be. It was like 34 out. And our team raised about $10,000 for the Special Olympics of Wisconsin.
So that's awesome.
Yay to that. It's a little under what we did last year, but this year we took second place for amount of money raised by a single team. We were the first team to jump, so we were actually on the news. We dressed up as cowboys. I posted a picture of me and two of the people I jump with in our Discord. And then there's me, and the guy next to me was wearing jorts or Daisy Dukes, but not quite short enough to be Daisy Duke, so he just called them jorts. So, yeah, that was an interesting one. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was 32 degrees out. We jumped in. I didn't shove anybody out of the way to get to the ladder. Hopped in a hot tub, continued drinking.
That's the way to go, man.
That's what we do in Wisconsin.
I know. You had a drink in your hand in the photo.
Well, yeah, because that was at the bar that before they bus us over to the lake.
I guess it's good to get nice and liquored up before you jump in a freezing cold body of water.
My
problem is that beer is half full. It should be empty.
That was whiskey.
Oh, that whiskey should be empty. You don't waste whiskey.
Oh, no. We did not waste any. And then we had, before we jumped, this one they didn't get on camera because probably it looks bad. But we all had airplane bottles of Fireball. So right before we jumped, we all chugged a Fireball and then jumped in.
Keeps your insides warm.
Antifreeze. It literally has antifreeze in Fireball. So, yes. I mean, in theory, we have to have Fireball to keep warm.
Yeah.
There's science behind it. Bill Nye would agree.
There is.
So.
I don't know. This global cooling thing is kind of nuts.
So, all right, back to the game. So, we mentioned this earlier, Galactic War Simi. So, players that have reached level 85 and completed Galactic War 150 times can now sim Galactic War. Yay?
Speaking of which, how many times have you completed it?
I don't know. Is there a way to check?
Yeah, go to your... Go to get get your game.
Yeah.
And click on your name in the top left corner.
Okay.
And scroll down on the stats, where it says, like, Arena Battles 1, Galactic Power.
Okay, so I have Galactic War Battles 1.
Yeah, and it's just divided by 12.
Okay. Yeah, I have it. I have 6,000.
Yeah, I've beaten Galactic War 725 times.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about this. Yay. I mean, they're obviously going to charge you sim tickets. Is it just going to be one sim ticket per node?
I don't know. They could do it per battle for all I care. I have 11,000 sim tickets.
The shit. I've 300.
Got plenty.
I have 11,100.
I have 23,600 tickets.
Yeah, I have 11.1K.
All right, never mind then. Yeah, you guys doing way better than me.
You get them. Coleman has them from Crystal Refresh Energy. You just build them up when you do.
Yeah.
High value nodes over time, so like depending on how much energy you've spent, you can have that many. Like it's not for someone of like Coleman's GP, it's probably very normal to have that many. I can only imagine what some of the guys in TI have. They probably have like 50,000.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
Easy, double.
easily. So it's pretty crazy. You get them. So like if they charge me one per battle, that's still totally fine. Take 12 from me every day. I don't care. I don't have to do Galactic War anymore, and that's great.
Yeah, no, it's great. This is probably my favorite change that they made. Yeah, it's my second favorite. I'll get to my favorite later. But this is the best one. The one that will save people the most time, and I think that's what they really need because people are getting burnt out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the amount of people that I've seen leave this game because it's like, okay, today, what do you have? All right, we have two raids. Okay, then we have territory battles, but don't forget to sign up for territory wars. All right, so it's noon now, so territory battles are over. Now we got to work on our defenses for territory wars. Okay, there's another raid. Oh, we got another raid to start in a couple hours. Oh, you need your 600. Crap, now I have to do Galactic War. You're just like, close game.
Yeah,
close game.
I hear you. Like, I mean,
like the amount of. I don't think I've done damage on a heroic AT or Rancor in probably, I don't know, 6-7 weeks.
Man, you're missing out on some rewards.
Yeah,
but I'm saving sanity. Like that's the thing is, I can only spend so much time in this game.
Oh, yeah, you don't have BB-8. That's right. Never mind.
Yeah. So, if there's something...
That just seems like a low blow for no reason.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't realized, Coleman's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, just to you.
Just to me. Sure. But, all right. So, Galactic War Simming, that is something we can all be happy about, except for the people who don't have 150 wins. Sucks to be you. So
you'll get them pretty fast.
Yeah, it won't take that long. Well, at least 150 days.
Yeah, so they know exactly how long it'll take.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. The next one, text search. When filtering, this is one we knew. So when filtering units by category, you can now search via text entry. For example, typing Han to see all the characters with Han in their name. So, like, a full page. The search includes all tags set for the characters, such as Darksider Jedi.
How does typing Han in solve anything? Because I think every character has the name of Han.
Yeah. It's like being like, Galactic Republic. Okay, so 90% of the light side characters?
Han Solo.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is just this is a very small quality of life change, something that probably didn't take too much work, but you know, it's nice. I don't see me loving or hating it, one way or the other. So, pre-battle filters. So, selecting units in the pre-combat screen is now much easier, as units can be filtered by category or text. Love this. Not my favorite. Love it. Like, when I'm doing, like, territory wars or something like that, like, sometimes my Sith aren't always at the top of my list, so now I can sort by Sith and pick them. And, you know, it's just one of those things that just makes life a lot easier when doing territory wars and territory battles.
Well, you see, I think what also helps is that when you're searching for that Biggs and Wedge ship...
Well, how would you...
A tank.
But the names won't show up, and if you type Rebels, they'll both show up.
So what if you type in tank?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, you could just type in tank. It's just like, type in Rebel, be like, oh, well, that didn't help out.
Type in tank. Oh, there's only one. Okay, it must be Biggs.
Okay, there we go. yeah. So... favorite unit improvements. So units that are not activated can now be set as favorite, allowing easy access when seeking shards. I think that's something a lot of people kind of figured would be in there. So that's awesome. Favorite units are now sorted to the top of the character inventory, minimizing the need to select the filter. Just another simple, hey, this is really nice little feature to have type of thing. So... when viewing gear details, any characters that have been favorited are sorted to the beginning of the characters that need that gear. That's a mouthful.
So when you click on the piece of gear,
yeah, it just reorders the character.
Yeah, like you'll
be the first couple at the bottom when it just like has them all in a row. The first couple will just be ones that you're actively gearing or whatever. Oh, if that's what you use your favorite characters for.
Yeah.
That's actually really nice for me.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, I'm farming Nihilus's gear, but when I show his gear, because he's not 7-star yet, he's all the way at the back.
Yeah, if you need to make sure he needs the piece, it's just like, damn it.
Yep. So, yay. Let's see, multi-sim ship challenges. This is one you called before, Dave. So a multi-sim button is now available in ship challenges. Once 3 stars has been reached in the final tier of ship building materials, enhancement droids, ship ability materials. So just like the other challenges, you can sim them all.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta sim them all.
I think that was another one I think everyone kind of expected to be in there. One not many people thought would be in there, but is, and we knew about this, is you can sim credit heist and the training droid smuggling event. So
that's nice.
If you've 3-starred it, you can sim it. So,
which is pretty easy to 3-star nowadays.
Yeah. Do you have Raid Han? Yes, you 3-starred it.
Congratulations,
you just 3-starred it on auto. So, so that's awesome. Although they need to update the training droid and the credit heist, I think, at some point here soon.
Maybe the new artwork is a sign of that.
Yeah, well, no, because they introduces the artwork for the regular challenges, and nothing.
No, the credit heist has new artwork.
Yeah, though. I know, but like they have previously updated the...
Oh, yeah, I know, now I see what you're saying.
The challenge stuff. So... Yeah, I don't see them updating that anytime soon until we have a level increase, which we will get to in a little bit. So, now comes my
gallery over there.
My favorite update: inbox message delete button.
This would be your favorite.
Oh my god, it's so goddamn annoying. Like, the thing is...
I'm not surprised this is your favorite.
So, God bless my territory war and territory battle, like, people who lead it. But the amount of updates we get, like, and it's all, like good stuff. Like, they're trying to make it all work, doing their best. but I don't need to be like, oh, new message, new guild orders, and then I have to go into it. I'm like, no, I'm already done for the day. I don't want to see this. But to get rid of this one freaking thing, I have to go into it and then back out.
Yeah.
Delete.
It was actually one of my favorite things, too. That was kind of annoying. Like, I think I have... let me see. 12? I have 12 of those. Your guild has new orders.
Oh, yeah. See, no, I can't have that. I'm one of those people that can't have, like, on my phone, I can't have any notifications. It all has to be clear. So, like, if you have...
Your character screen must suck.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's
because that thing never goes away.
It's been rough. I've had to train myself.
Do you want to know how many unopened emails my phone tells me I have from Gmail?
Oh my god, you're a fucking heathen, aren't you?
Let me say that it is a number one more than 21,970.
Jesus.
Oh my god. I had one on there and I couldn't get rid of it, and I actually called Apple support.
That's hilarious. Like, and I'm actually pretty organized when it comes to my phone. Like, I have all my apps like in buckets and stuff. Like, they're not just like spread out across a bunch of pages. Like, all my apps are on one page. But like, yeah, it's because the spam emails, like, on your phone, like, they're in their own folder on the desktop version of Gmail, but they like count as unread emails on the phone. So I have 21,000 emails.
So I was smart back in the day. I set up a second email account for when I sign up for shit that's going to send me emails.
Yeah.
I give them that email account.
No, that's good. But like, for some of the stuff you sign up for, you want, like, it's just like clicking the wrong box and not paying attention. Like, because if there are certain things where I want the emails, but they also send you other shit.
So,
anyway.
Yeah, so now you know something about me that makes you be like, all right, dude, fucking crazy. So, yeah, I called Apple support because I had one email showing, and it actually turned out to be an error, and they fixed it. So, yeah, deal with that.
Nah, we'll move on.
So, next thing up, rearranging units. So there are a variety of situations where a player's tall unit, for example Vader, is obscuring a small unit, example Hermit Yoda. This resulted in players being unable to select the obscured unit when an ally ability allows it, example Hera's backup plan ability. To ensure units can always be selected and seen, units will now rearrange based on height. The one exception is the leader unit, which will remain in the front. This tick also applies to opponent ships to minimize situation where an opponent ship cannot be targeted. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, tallest person in back, shortest person in front. You know?
Yeah.
It's nice. Yep. The one thing I wish they would have like added to this would have been with, I've noticed with the Pelp lead team I'm running, there's so many, and especially when I go against raid teams, there's so many buffs, and like, even if they've shrunk it down, so if it's similar buffs or debuffs, it stacks, there's so many up there, I can't see them all. Like, sometimes I'm like, wait, what buffs does Kenobi have on him? Type of situation.
Right. Yeah,
like, I, no, like, today, I mean, like, sight. The thing would be is, like, if I could select the person and then their buffs and debuffs, like, come to the forefront.
Or would pop up next to their name, to their little picture, yeah, at the bottom. Yeah,
something like that. So, that's all I would add to it, and that's something, you know, who knows, they may be able to add down the road. And it's not game-breaking, because, I mean, you can still see it. Like, if you really look hard enough, or, like, if you need to know if Kenobi has taunt, you try clicking someone else, and if you can, he doesn't have taunt. Stuff like that. But, That's the only thing I would have added to this, but this is nice. A little cleaner for people.
What else?
Let's see. Ooh, the Zeta. Sorry.
Oh, you brought it back.
Damn it. Damn it. The Zeta purchase confirmation. So to avoid accidentally saying Zeta, I mean, to avoid accidentally upgrading an ability to its Zeta level, a confirmation message will now warn players prior to upgrade.
So have you accidentally Zeta'd a character?
Nope. I have been overly cautious about it. Because
I have, and this is a good thing. Like, and it wasn't a bad character. Like when CLS first came out, I just like boom, 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 and Zeta'd his leadership ability and did not mean to. And it's fine. Like I would have done it eventually anyway, but this is a really good change because I know multiple people that have done this.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are like, I just threw a Zeta on Logray or Wicked or one of those stupid effing Ewoks.
Yeah. And that's weeks of farming down the drain if you don't want that character Zeta'd. I also don't recommend getting drunk and Zeta'ing characters either, because that's how I have a Zeta 5s.
I'm pretty sure that's how I have a Zeta Ray right now.
Okay, see, I mean, Zeta Ray is not a stupid Zeta. At least it wasn't. I mean, you're talking Scavenger Ray, right?
No, JCR.
Okay, so you can't call the most used character in the game Zeta a bad Zeta.
You can with my roster.
Well, you can't, but it's still not a bad one.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather have a Zeta on her or Wicket? Yeah. Don't try and say it'd be Wicket, because you hate Wicket, too.
He's actually gear 11.
Well, yeah, most of your characters are gear 11, because you're kind of a D-bag.
Yeah, well, you're kind of a D-bag, too.
I just... Oh, you're so easy to make fun of, Coleman.
It's still they're both better than fives.
No, fives isn't that bad.
It's not useful anymore.
It used to be.
It used to be. That's a problem. It's like it was good for the raid a little bit.
Yeah, before CLS.
It never had application beyond that, though, to be honest. Oh,
yeah. I mistakenly Zeta Grievous.
That could come back.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, does Grievous have a Zeta?
I'm surprised y'all went along with it.
Yeah, for a second, I'm like, wait a second. What?
I almost have him to 7 stars.
Yeah, I'm getting there, finally. I put it off too long.
I'm getting them to gear 12.
I've finally hit the point in the game where, because it's been forever, that I have no more characters in Galactic War Arena, and I'm just finishing up, I think it's, what is it? Is it Bistain's ship?
Mm-hmm.
In Cantina, and I have every other one. Mm. So I'm like, I'm finally at that point now where, like, all that stuff is, like, just stockpiling.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the arena. I mean, I'm buying credits, but I think I'm at 39 million credits right now, so I don't feel the huge need to jump on the buying credit train.
No.
So, I'm just sitting on it, but yeah, fives is not a bad one. It used to be good.
Yeah, it's still not.
And if we ever get Django, he could have clone synergy, because he's their daddy.
He's their daddy.
I mean, there is some evidence on Reddit.
No, Django's coming. No, we are not doing this again, Coleman. There is no Australia born on the 12th linked to Django Fett crap.
I don't know, man. You'd be surprised.
No. No one is surprised.
I think you are.
No, I'm annoyed. There's a difference.
Are you annoyed because of Django, or annoyed because you don't have your guy yet?
No, I'm annoyed at Coleman. So, annoyed at all of the above? Let's go with all the above. So, all right, let's keep going. Keep going. So, two more small changes. Last month, leaderboard. The last month's top three guilds leaderboard has been visually improved. All right.
Huge change.
Yeah. Game changing. Legal changes. Added a button linking to a new legal form for German players. That's Das Good.
Yes.
I was waiting to use that one, like, all podcasts.
You obviously saved that up. For, yeah. I'm glad you got
to. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it was a highlight of the show so far. I know.
Yep, so far. Easily, definitely. Yep.
So, and then let's get into the kind of like the bulk of the changes, it seems, is the territory war improvements. So,
oh goody.
So they want to minimize ties. So to minimize a chance of a tie and reward players for skill in combat, bonus banners can be earned from successful attacks. Yay. So what this means is all successful attacks earn 5 banners. Bonus banners can be earned for defeating the squad fleet on the first or second attempt. So if you beat them on the first attempt, you get plus 10 banners. If you beat them on the second attempt, you get +5 banners. If you beat them on any other attempt, you just get the 5 banners for a successful attack. One additional banner can also be earned for each surviving unit. So if you beat them with all 5 of your characters, then you get another 5 banners. If less than the max units are brought into combat, one additional banner is earned for each empty slot. This is so players are not penalized for attacking with fewer than 5 units. So this is if somebody puts in a cheese comp, you can go in and, like, there's some comps where you could go in with just CLS and take out the whole team. You'll get the 4 banners for the empty slots. So, this is not something I do, or I think anyone in my guild does, but I think at the higher end guilds, you might see this kind of situation. Am I right, or am I wrong?
Yes.
You do see it?
Well, I mean, I've gone in with not a full squad if I didn't need one, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of typical. If you try to, in territory wars, you try to conserve as much as you can.
Yeah.
Until the end.
Okay. Like, especially if you were just, like, finishing up an already damaged team.
Yeah, like, they kill, they have one person left, you go in there with one person. So, additionally, banners earned for setting defenses have been increased to compensate for this change and ensure balance in defense and offense. 30 banners for characters and 34 banners for ships. So they increased the amount of banners you get for setting defense. For example, if a player attacks a squad that has not been attacked by any other player, attacks with 5 units and only loses 2 units, then 18 banners will be earned. 5 for the win, 10 for the first time bonus, and 3 for the surviving units.
Okay.
So what all this means is either A, it's going to put a much bigger emphasis on defensive units, which is what I think will happen, or it could mean people put in, like, concentrate more on offense, but I think that's a little bit more risky than concentrating on defense.
Yeah, no, it's definitely defense. It's definitely defense, 100%. The cheese set gear 8 characters and then save everything for offense is effectively dead at this point with this change.
Unless your name's T.I.
Are you bitter with them right now because you're playing them in Territory Wars?
And no, we're playing losing? One of their guilds, but I did hear from my shard chat earlier today that the big T.I. guild got cheesed again.
Oh, really?
It's like the third or fourth time this has happened to him.
Oh, So to just straight up play for the tie. Like, this is great. This is great for people on your level.
Yeah, like, so they said 36 minutes to clear a territory wars.
Oh. Hey, I mean, that's one way to reduce time in game.
Yeah. And I wonder if they did that just because it was TI, just to, like, screw him over.
Oh, you know what it is.
Yeah, so.
Which is it's kind of sad because, you know, they want to battle a good battle and all that.
Yeah, they want to try. I mean, they, you know, God knows if I spent all that time and effort and real human money on my roster, I'd like to use it. So, I mean, I get frustrated when we face territory wars where that's been the case.
Yeah.
You know, just, we only, you know.
I think that was like our first one we faced, but we haven't seen it since, so we're lucky.
Yeah, now they did say that a lot of these ties, there's a lot less ties than people think. But it's all the high end guilds where it happens. Like at my guild's level, like I think we're at 100 million now. We don't see ties.
Yeah, and it's getting pretty rare too up in the high ranks to even see a tie anymore.
So this is, I mean, it's gonna only change. I think I read somewhere it was like 5% of territory war matches, if not less, end in a tie. So I mean, yeah, it's not gonna be ideal, but like it'll fix that small quantity of territory wars that would end in a tie.
Yeah.
So, and it adds a little bit more strategerism.
Strategerism, yes.
Strategerism. Strong. To the, what was it? What was it I said before? The defensers? Defensies?
Yeah, defensies.
Defensies.
Defensies?
To the defensies?
Yeah. To the defensies.
Strategerism to the defensies.
Yes.
From the attackies.
So the attackies attacky the defensies in good strategerism.
Oh. You need to go to Florida already.
Yeah.
Hey, I still have to go to work tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. I'm on full on vacation mode right now. So I'm not gonna do shit tomorrow at work. But there's still more. There's still some cool things happening in Territory Wars. So, defense. They added to the tracking. The number of times a squad fleet has defended is recorded on the squad tile, and the tile will remain after the squad is defeated. This will help players identify how well their squad is defending and will communicate the potential attempt bonus to attackers. That's awesome. I've always wanted to see how many times some of these teams beat other teams. Like, how well they can withstand attacks. Like, we have one guy, wrong way go back in our guild. And he puts in, every time, a full-on Gear 12 Zeta to the Max droid team. I think I've talked about it before.
Yes, you have.
And it's always one of the last one standings. And I want to see... Dave. Oh, God.
Did you hear about the Gear 12 fully Max Zeta team?
Was it a droid team?
It was, actually.
Is it Wrong Way Go Back's team?
I don't know if that's his name, though.
I don't know where I heard that from.
I will fly to Hawaii and kick you in the taint.
No, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I heard that. It's hard to hear clinking.
Of the glass?
Yeah. And the sirens. It's hard to hear of the sirens, too.
All right, but it will be nice to see how your defensive teams hold up.
Absolutely. Totally.
Despite and all Gil- the harassment Gil- I get from YouTube.
Should have, like, little side bets on who's holds up the best. Hmm. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
there should be, like, I always give a little shout-out in my guild when, like, it's the last two or three standing on a wall.
Oh, yeah. Like, and everyone cheers on.
Yeah.
So...
One thing they did mention previously is they're going to be increasing the defensive squads for top guilds. So, as top guilds have so many squads, the average of 4 defensive squads per player is kind of useless. So, to remedy this, the average defensive squads will scale up to 6 per player if both participants are in the highest active Galactic Power tier. Anybody know what the highest power galactic power tier is?
160 million plus.
160?
Yes.
Okay. What are you at? What's your guild at?
Give me a sec. I can tell you. We're at like 159.6.
Okay, so this literally affects like what? Five guilds?
Oh no, more than that, actually. It's like 20 or 30.
Alright. Yeah, I don't care about this. I mean, if it only affects like 20, 30 guilds, I guess it makes sense, but
I mean, it's going to be interesting because I want to know how many more teams we have to place on defense, because I'm already placing six or seven teams at a time, and it's stressful letting some of these teams go on defense.
Yeah, it's real stressful for me because, you know, all I do is place teams on defense, and that's it. So
get them troopers, man.
I do. I mean, actually, I have good defensive teams. I just only do defense. I don't do offense.
Mm, you should participate sometime.
Eh. I'm good.
Get involved.
I am involved. I start fights.
Of course you do.
It's what I do. I'm good at it. So, let's see. They added new achievements. So, a new achievement has been created for Territory War Wins. It has 11 levels with achievements at 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, and so on and so forth. Previous wins will count towards progress. I don't think. I mean, it's obviously not in game, and they didn't announce what the rewards would be.
But yeah, Otis Yard is.
So wait, you both talk. What did you say, Dave?
Yoda Shards.
I hate you, Coleman. So Yoda Shards. Hoda Shards. You said, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
What ones for territory battles were, right?
Yeah, for light side, dark side, you get Wampa.
So you Wampa and Yoda Shards, yay!
I'm going with crystals.
50... MK4 Carbontes.
You see, I'm just going with Zetas.
Ooh, Zetas could work.
Because no one's ever going to complain about free Zetas.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it will be crystals and something else.
MK4 Carbontes.
MK4 Carbontes. Okay. Fine. MK4 Carbontes it is.
If you jinx this, Dave, I'm coming after you.
There was some recent stupid challenge that gave those. Like, it was the reward for something. I think it was, I can't remember what it was. It was something like that wasn't super, super easy either. And it gave you MK4 Carbontes. It's so stupid. So stupid.
So I'm gathering from this, you were not happy about it.
No, I was not.
All right. So, and then the last one is the pre-battle squads. So units will no longer be pre-populated in pre-battle for territory wars specifically. This is to prevent accidentally entering a battle with the pre-selected units that typically are not meant to be together.
Oh, thank God.
I know a lot of people who have done this.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it happen in our guild like 2 or 3 times. We're like, crap. There goes all your leaders.
Yeah, like, I think I've gone in with, back when I did offensive runs, and I was like, oh, okay, so I put in Finn, I put in this, and then my fifth spot is, like, Kenobi. And I'm like, crap.
No!
I'm like, crap. I really could have used R2 in that spot.
I know. I think my worst one, I did it too, was that it was Tarkin as leader, Krennic, I think JTR, Maul, and, like, I think Phasma. I'm like, holy crap, this team is horrible. It's wasting a lot of resources.
Yep. So, and that's all of them. I mean, are you guys, I guess I'll ask this. Are you guys surprised about any quality of life changes that aren't on there?
Yeah, I am.
What are you surprised is not on there?
The Sith Raid.
Okay, Sith Raid is not quality of life.
Kind of is. It comes out at the same time.
Well, yes, it does come out at the same time, but that was supposed to be discussed after this.
Henceforth, the nice transition.
Fine. Well, no, because I still have to ask Dave. Dave, any quality of life changes you thought would be on there that aren't?
Sith Raid.
Oh, God, I hate you too. all right, so I'm just going to say one. I'm surprised there's no level increase.
No, that's not quality of life, though. That would just be like...
Neither is a Sith raid.
Well, no, but the Sith raid isn't really a quality of life update. It's just dropping with the quality of life update.
Yes. But I thought we'd get a cap increase. I did.
And we still might.
Yeah, we still could. We won't know until the game changers send out their videos probably in the next few days. Because if you hadn't heard, all the game changers are out in California right now meeting with all the Swagga people and stuff like that. So we should be seeing videos fairly soon. And then as Coleman and Dave pointed out, we are going to be getting the Sith Raid with this update. At least according to the previous release that they had, saying that it would be out with the quality of life update. So we should be seeing the new raid on the 28th. And as of right now, we know nothing about it. Other than that, it's a Sith raid.
Yep. But that should change. I mean, that's definitely what they're out there for, right? So
yeah,
we should start to see content and videos and some stuff over the next handful of days. So that's exciting.
Yeah. How's your guys' like, I mean, Coleman, I know your Sith are probably all at 7 stars.
Oh yeah.
Dave, are all yours too?
Well, besides the new one.
Besides the new one, yeah.
I don't have him yet.
Yeah, they're all at 7 stars and Nihilus, Palp, and Vader gear 12.
Okay. I don't have them all at gear 7 stars. I still have a little bit left to go on Assassin. Nothing much. I'm farming him right now. I should have him in a week. I got Sith Trooper. I got Sith Trooper up to 7 stars. And then I'm farming Nihilus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably two and a half weeks away from having all my Sith at 7 stars. So.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. Especially, I mean, I don't have Palp at 12. No, I have Palp and Vader and at 12. Nihilus,
yeah.
I have all the gear to get take him to 12 the second he's 7 star.
Well, plus at the same time though, you gotta think if the Sith Raid rewards a Sith character, it's gonna take some time just to unlock him.
Yeah, and the Sith we have right now are arena viable.
Thanks.
See now, Coleman, that's how you do a segue.
No, that's definitely how you do the segue with the sirens.
Segue? That's
our. It is almost. I can't. Why are there so many sirens? It just is crazy.
Like, is there that much crime in Honolulu?
Okay, so it's not like police sirens. It is fire engines and ambulances everywhere.
So, are that many people being seriously injured?
It is mainly the homeless population.
Okay. Still.
Like but right. It always seems to happen, like, right around this time.
Hey, it's better than the entire episode. Sure. And then having to re-record. So, yeah, we have the new Sith Raid coming out, so I'm actually excited about that. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes people to get a hang of it. Definitely will add some interesting conversations to the podcast when it is live. So strategy sessions and stuff like that. I guess that's it for the news. Do you guys have anything else news wise we do have some questions to go over.
Questions
Yep, question time.
Okay. Let's see.
Question.
All right, let's see. I didn't miss any, so
hurry up.
Shut up. So, for Coleman, how come the Dark Lords cheese chips against TI?
It was kind of like, it was pretty much like a last minute thing. Like, I think we decided, oh yeah, our ship collection isn't as good, so we're just going to punt it away.
Okay. Was it Grande's fault?
Nope.
All right, I'm still blaming Grande.
Okay, that's fine. But, yeah, it wasn't an entire cheese. The ships were the only section that got cheesed.
Okay.
We got all our meta characters, everything else out on defense, so.
All right, so then we have an actual question not about just Coleman's guild. From Nerf Herder. So with the Palpatine Invader reworks now bringing the dark side back, who do you guys run with them? Also, actually, we'll just start with that. So, Coleman, who do you run with your Palpatine League?
Pass.
Why are you passing?
You can't pass. You yeah. actually have the team. You have the team.
I know, but there's like a shit ton of sirens right now.
Okay. All right, Dave, who do you run?
I haven't switched to the team yet, so I'm not the right person to answer. I will be switching to it this week, and it'll be the Palp Vader Nihilus Thrawn GK team right now, just because I don't have Sith Trooper geared. But I do know people that are running Sith Trooper instead of GK, and it is working fine.
Yeah, I am running I'm running Palp. And it's, you know, the Palp Vader Thrawn Kenobi Shore Trooper. Shore Trooper, I can't get rid of Shore Trooper right now because I still have Night Sisters in my shard. And his heal for the team is huge against Night Sisters.
Yeah.
If I didn't have Night Sisters, yeah, no, totally. I'd get rid of him in a heartbeat, but I just can't right now. Now, Coleman, are the sirens gone?
Yeah.
All right, so who do you run?
I run Palp, Vader, Thrawn, Darth Nihilus, and Shore Trooper.
Okay. So basically the same thing I run, except instead of Kenobi, you run Nihilus.
Yeah.
And a frick ton more speed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of the nice thing about this is I'm seeing a lot of variations. Like even you said, you will sometimes throw a TIE fighter pilot.
Yeah, mainly because Palp leader versus Palp leader is not a fun fight.
No, it's not. Like honestly, it's 50-50.
Yeah, I'm iffy on those fights. I'm like, oh god.
Like I avoid. Like,
sometimes I get demolished.
Yeah, like I avoid those fights. I'm just like. Crap on a cracker.
I got three Palps here. Which one do I take?
Yeah, you're like, shit. So, and this leads me to the second part of Nerf Herder's question. So, can Sith Trooper replace Kenobi in the meta Palpatine lineup and make a solid Sith Empire team? That is a team I want to make because it just it feeds into more turn meter, more synergy, and synergy is key right now in Arena. So, yeah. I mean, I'm slowly working on that, but I think I don't feel that Kenobi is actually that needed or that, as weird as it sounds, that useful in this team.
Well, especially when you go up against another Palpatine lead, because as soon as Kenobi cleanses, you're giving that entire enemy team full turn meter.
Yeah. So, it's, I love this. I love that idea. I think there's going to be a better Sith when we get all the new Sith from the raid.
Yeah, we're getting a better Sith tank. I totally 100% think that.
Yeah. So I think that they will be the fifth person to go with Shore Trooper. And if no Shore Trooper, you put in, you know, Nihilus or Thrawn or TIE fighter pilot or something of that nature. But there's a lot of variations out there. Like I was looking at the meta report and I mean the most popular one is Palp Vader Kenobi Nihilus Thrawn. But then you also have Palp Vader Shore Nihilus Thrawn. You know, you have Palp Vader Nihilus Trooper Thrawn. You know, just so many different variations out there, more so than a lot of other teams.
Oh yeah, only because it's Empire, and I think Empire's been built up a little bit, so it's got a lot more viability than people think.
Yeah, it does. So I think, like we were talking about this pre-show, Palpatine, I think, will take over. Like, he's very close to taking over Rey as the top team in Arena.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun, too.
It is. It's less... You have more, I mean, not huge decisions, but it's more, a lot more situational things happen in the Palpatine team that you have to, like, think of. Like, it's not like, okay, I attack this person, then after that attack, then I use this attack on this person. No, sometimes you want to, like, when you start off with your Force Crush, well, what if it doesn't trigger Taunt by Kenobi? Because that's happened to me. Then I'm like, well, what do I do then? Do I ability block somebody else? Or, you know what I mean? Like, do I ability block Pelp so he can't get off that stun? Or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a lot different than a lot of teams I faced previously. So, let's see here. And then there's a follow-up question from Fellow Empire. Related question, what would a Dark Side Kenobi type look like? Ideally, it'd be great to run with either Sith or Empire with the EP Vader meta squad because of the bonuses, but it seems like everyone's defaulting back to Kenobi right now. So basically, who's going to be your raid reward tank? Like, what kind of kit would they have to make them truly viable?
Cleanse, first of all.
Like a group cleanse. Like, I don't know if, like...
Darkseid doesn't have a mass cleanse. That's
yeah,
the issue.
I mean, I think that'd be good overall.
Yeah.
I really do. On a Pelp team, I don't know if a cleanse is what I want. Because a cleanse on that team feeds turn meter to the other team.
Yeah.
The reason why Kenobi will always be used is because of how he taunts. Like, and that will always be, he's the most reliable taunt in the game. Because you don't have to do anything and it just happens. Sith Trooper is kind of close. That's why he's decent in this team and he works really well. But like, he just taunts so much. And the cleanse is helpful, but even half the time he doesn't go. Like, I have plenty of matches where my GK never moves. Or maybe goes once. Or has had his cooldowns increased by Nihilus and it doesn't even matter. Or he's ability blocked. But he still taunts.
Yeah.
And he soaks up damage long enough that Illuminated Destiny gets off and I slaughter. So, like, it's just... Like, he's just such an effective taunt, and there's no one... I think if you're really going to want to replace him in the meta permanently, or at least effectively with another character, it's going to need to be somebody who taunts with the level of frequency and ease that he does, where you don't have to, like, actively have him taunt. He just passively does it. Like, but until they create one that's on the same level, which they haven't done, probably purposefully, he won't go anywhere. Plus, that full team, like, when he does go, and he can full team cleanse, and he can give people retribution, and he can call a full team assist, like, those are pretty powerful moves, besides the fact that, you know, he's an incredible tank otherwise. So, you're going to need someone that does a lot in order to be... And I bet we get that. I really do. I would not be surprised if we get another stud Sith tank.
I would love it.
Yeah. Or someone who makes Trooper better. Like, that could be another thing, right? You could introduce a character that force taunts Trooper at various times that would make him better. Like, so you don't even have to change Trooper's kit. You could just bring on someone like maybe Scion who force taunts Trooper in a variety of ways that just makes him like a basically a permatant, and then that would make him plenty viable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. But we'll see.
Yeah. Well, all right. I guess that really does it for our show. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Well, one more thing back to the tank that could be better than Kenobi. So, and this is a hypothetical, obviously, but what could be better, right? And it's they've introduced in the continued they have continued to introduce certain things that couldn't be dispelled, right? Certain buffs you can't get rid of. So what if they introduced a taunting tank whose taunt could not be dispelled unless certain criteria was met? So particularly a tank whose taunt can't be dispelled unless they're below 100% health. So, and then you could also potentially work in like another angle that Coleman, you had another angle that might work.
That is taunt is that is unpreventable. There's the word.
Yeah. So like he would be able to taunt through, assuming the character is at 100% health, this hypothetical taunting tank that doesn't exist, assuming he's above 100% health, he can taunt through fracture and taunt through buff immunity, and that buff can't be dispelled unless you drop him below 100% health.
Mm-hmm.
And he could still have protection, so you could use a character that ignores protection potentially or something like that. But I just feel like that type of a dynamic might be interesting to use because they haven't introduced it yet. And I feel like at some point they're going to introduce a tank who's got a taunt you can't get rid of.
Right. Doesn't
old what? Ben have something? Like once he gets his taunt.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Like, it comes back.
Okay.
The first time he loses that instance of taunt, he will gain it back if you Zeta him.
Okay. It's a Zeta. Yeah, so like I know I've
taunts, yeah, and you get rid of it immediately comes back. But that is only like the first time. Then if you get rid of it again, it's gone.
Okay. Alright, yeah, I just know that I've had him taunt through like fracture and stuff like that. So yeah. I mean, there's so many things that they could do with
but it was
dark side taunt.
Yeah, it was pretty much, all right, what do they need to do to make a tank that's better than Kenobi? And in my mind, that would be one thing they could do, but yeah, anyway, that's all.
That's it. All right. Coleman, you got anything?
My good friend Trevor. I didn't think of his name. My good friend Trevor. This is a good Territory Wars fight. So hopefully you're not too upset that we cheesed you in ships. So it was fun. And, yeah.
Okay. I don't have any real shout-outs, although I will say I just watched, before we recorded tonight, I watched the two new episodes of Rebels. And I don't know. Do you guys watch Rebels?
I have watched it. I'm behind though. Significantly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I haven't seen the two new episodes, so be careful.
Yeah. No. I'm not gonna say a word. But when you do, Coleman, we need to fucking talk.
Yes, we do. I'll call you.
like legit, we need to talk. It's one of the
That's good.
Yeah. So, fantastic. Well, everyone have yourself a wonderful night. We'll be getting this out a day early because I have to release it tonight as I will be on vacation starting tomorrow. So, fan-diddly-tastic. Everyone have yourself a wonderful night.
And you too.
And you too.